We read in Happenings magazine in an article titled Buried in History, Forest Hill Cemetery in Dunmore, that Norma Reese describes Forest Hill Cemetery as a very special, very unique, and very different atmosphere. Some visitors have commented that stepping into the cemetery is like coming into another world, she says. It's just such a wonderful place that is full of nature. An interesting phrase, stepping into the cemetery is like coming into another world. In this season, we'll have an experience of the Forest Hill Cemetery as stepping into another world if we take the invitation from the Rev Theatre Company to join them for a performance of Death is a Cabaret, Old Chum, a Graveyard Cabaret, conceived and created by Rev's co-artistic director, Rudy Caparazzo, and directed by Rosie Hay. She is also co-artistic director of Rev Theatre. They'll be joined by Marilyn McIntyre and Scranton performer Sandy Doria, and the piece is musically directed by Rob Borchert. And the audience will journey between this world and the next as three departed singing souls appear out of the darkness with music from the Scissor Sisters, Cole Porter, Sonny and Cher, and more. A cabaret unlike anything you've seen before, they say. The monuments, gravestones, and obelisks of Forest Hill Cemetery are the backdrop for this evening of mysterious, haunting, wickedly funny, and macabre entertainment. That's this evening and tomorrow evening, with a rain date of Sunday, October 28th. Again, Forest Hill Cemetery in Dunmore. We had a chance to speak by phone with Rudy and Rosie. They were in Philadelphia, where this cabaret, a graveyard cabaret, is performed often and regularly at the Fringe Festival in Philadelphia, a graveyard cabaret in the Laurel Hill Cemetery, Ridge Avenue in Philadelphia, and it is a 5-star hit at the Philly Fringe.
I'm not an enormous fan of the proscenium. I think that there is time and place, but I think there's other different ways of reaching an audience and of making a theatrical point. I think theater is everywhere for everyone all the time. So my mission, at least in part with Rev, is to make it much more accessible in that kind of way. I think there's much more of a sense of unity or community when you don't have that going on. There's a certain reverence that I want to dispel, I guess, is my real point.
Neither of us really want to have that separation between the audience and the performers. We discovered doing outdoor Shakespeare very early on, doing outdoor Shakespeare, that Shakespeare wrote his plays in the way he did because they were performed in daylight, almost 90% of them. And so the actors could see the audience could see other audience members, and it was a real give and take and a real communication between people that you could see and talk to. And so that started our long process of working a lot in daylight with outdoor Shakespeare, but also doing productions in places like Laurel Hill Cemetery, where we are site-specific, where we are immersive, and where there is no boundary between the audience and what they're seeing. They become part of the action. They become witnesses to certain events. So we work, as you know, at UNC, and they have a lovely auditorium with a stage, and we always work somehow in the auditorium as well. We do not stay on the stage. So, yes, I think your very, very perceptive point about not being contained on the stage is absolutely right. We are up in people's faces in, we hope, a good way.
Now, you're directing this. You know this site well enough to adapt from your Laurel Hill experience to Forest Hills?
Yes, we found a spot that is close. It's not exactly correct. And the performers are incredibly skilled. And so they can make the changes that are necessary in a new location. And it's not at all a problem. You know, we just vary things, we change things. but we keep the same kind of configuration that we kept at Laurel Hill. We don't change everything. We can't do that because we have a very short time in the cemetery. But the actors are tremendous in terms of being able to adapt, and we did it really successfully last year, so we know that we'll be able to do it again this year.
Now, we need to ask then about what we'll experience. What is the concept for the cabaret?
All right. This was Rudy's idea. I think 6 years ago, he said, I think we should do a cabaret in a cemetery. And I went, no, I think you're crazy. And he persisted, and it's become a huge hit and favorite of the Philly Fringe. And I have to say that it's all him.
Well, I think that in a place or venue-based way, Laurel Hill, where we do it for the Fringe here in Philly, has a kind of expansive Gothic splendor. It's so big and high and intense. In Forest Hill, it's even more intimate, and it has a certain lived-in creepiness because it's very populated by large, dark-making trees. So even when there's moonlight, it's not at all well lit. I mean, in Laurel Hill, if there's a bright sky, everything is lit up by that. So there's a lot of nooks and crannies that allow for spooky little things to hide and appear when necessary in Forest Hill. So that's very exciting in terms of elemental concept overall. There's also some surprises in this one this time there in Scranton, which we've not had before. And I don't want to do any kind of spoiler or spoiler alert, but my character is called now the Man in the Box. So you and your listening audience can figure that out for themselves, or indeed come to Forest Hill on Friday and Saturday, the 26th and the 27th, and find out for yourselves. Now, the concept is, it is death-saturated, but it's not deathy, and I hope that makes sense. It's a lot of fun, and this is the time of year to have that kind of fun and to celebrate that kind of propensity that we all have to, in a memento mori kind of way, remember that we're all going to kick the bucket at some point in time, but to do it in a way that is celebratory and makes us really appreciate the days that we actually have remaining on the earth still. And that's the real point of it as far as a concept goes. There's a lot of great songs, and there are two female performers who are in this with me who are spectacularly talented, and we put the songs over. We make the songs. There's no straightforward character-based narrative. There's no story. Each of the characters has their own kind of through line based on who they are as characters. They don't really relate to each other too much. There's much, much more relating to the audience. And you're meant to have a good time and walk away thinking, I'm glad I'm alive. That's the point.
Last time you were here, you spoke about this wonderful designer jacket that you were sent for the most recent production at United Neighborhood Centers. Is that something that could be useful in a cabaret like this?
That's an interesting question, too. You're really good at your job. You know that, right? No, because that is, it has come to be called a coat of many colors. So not unlike my fashion perspective in Hamlet and or Amy Winehouse, I'm back to black. There's no color in this at all. It is all very much based in a Victoriana, funereal, classic sense of things in that way, with a lot of very kinky and considerably outrageous twists here and there. So Sandy, the wonderful young woman who's from Scranton, Sandy Doria, she wears a vintage dress. I mean, it's a beautiful antique piece, and that is off-white. It's a very, one of the Romanov princesses kind of dress with a, you know, sash and a huge bonnet. It's very lovely. But everything else, as far as the rest of it goes, is black.
We know you as a performer who is dedicated to physicality in theater. You aren't averse to climbing ladders and doing handsprings and things like that, because for you, theater is a very physical medium. What about dancing? Do you dance?
I do dance. I have a little fake tap solo bit at the end of a very famous Cab Calloway song. It's in the piece called St. James Infirmary. But it's less to do with dance and more to do with an invested physicality, which means that I am all over the cemetery. again, just to compare and contrast, if that's indeed what I'm doing, in Laurel Hill, there's a lot of enormous monuments and mausoleums that I'm up and down on quite a lot of the time. I don't have that opportunity in Dunmore. So there's one point where I need height. I just do for what I'm doing. And one of our devoted crew, because the diameter of what I'm standing on, it's kind of a column pedestal. It's quite high, but the circumference is not very big. So it's maybe, I don't know, a foot in diameter. One of our devoted crew is standing on a ladder below me, holding both my ankles as I'm up on top of that thing. So it's more physicality in a way that makes an impact as you get the overall visual. So there's some dance, but it's not, it's a song show. It's a lot of songs. It's 60, for all intents and purposes, unadulterated minutes of music.
We heard the word from Rudy about Gothic and Victorian and so forth. How do you talk about it in stylistic terms?
It's got elements, I suppose, of that, but it's very stylized in that the makeup is very pale and dark eyes. The costumes, as Rudy has already said, are one, Sandy Doria's the young woman, is creamy white, and the other woman in the piece wears this magnificent black dress that has jet beads all over it, and she has an extraordinary black hat with cock feathers on it. So the outlines and the silhouettes are very stylized. I think Gothic comes closest. It's extravagantly Gothic, says Rudy, and he has a couple of changes, and he has a magnificent hat as well that has a huge spider on it made out of a skeleton. I mean, it's extraordinarily visual, but I would say that the inspiration is Victorian Gothic rather than anything else.
Now, is there anything that is spoken, or is it all sung?
There are some limericks. We found some rather witty, fun, naughty limericks that the three performers say. They do two each. I mean, Rudy does actually talk to the audience in a couple of his songs. He, I'll say, ad-libs, but you know what I mean.
And this is probably a good time, my dear Erica, to include that this is not really child-friendly in terms of material and content.
We actually say on the press release 13 and up because it's quite adult. But it's a cabaret in that they are personas and they're singing a huge variety of songs. But they are playing characters, they're not playing themselves. So it's not a cabaret where the performers talk about themselves. They sing and they perform and they speak the limericks, but there's not spoken introductions to songs, they just happen.
And regardless, the three of us, the three characters, are wicked and have pretty much seen and done it all in life as we know it.
But they're very fun. And, you know, we made a choice that the characters would always interact with the audience, but not with each other, that there's three separate entities, and they're very much entities journeying, if you like, between the mortal world, our world, and the world of hereafter. Whatever that might be, we don't say what that might be. It's just three lost singing souls, and they are traveling between this world and the next, and they're on a journey. So that's how we conceived it. So it's a cabaret in terms of the songs and the personas, and not a personalized one. But the songs are very personal. They're sung by the performers in very individual and engaging ways. I mean, it's surprisingly funny for a graveyard cabaret. It is funny. It's witty. And, I mean, some songs are more serious than others, but it's not a downer of an experience.
No one gets out of the cemetery, Erica, without having a good time.
We've made sure of that.
Well, I think we can leave it there unless you want to review the dates and times for us.
I will tell you the dates. It's this Friday, October 26th, and Saturday, October 27th, 8 p.m. at Forest Hill Cemetery, 1830 Jefferson Avenue in Dunmore. Tickets are only available at the door and with cash because we don't have a credit card machine. We have a rain date of Sunday the 28th, also at 8 p.m. But our fingers are crossed that we won't need to use it.
Rev Theatre Company returns to Scranton backed by popular demand after 6 years of sold-out performances for the Philadelphia Fringe Arts Festival and after a debut last year in Forest Hill Cemetery in Dunmore. Rev Theatre Company presenting two performances of Death is a Cabaret, Old Chum, a graveyard cabaret, conceived and created by our guests, co-artistic directors Rudy Caparazzo and Rosie Hay. Rosie directs, Rudy stars, and they will be joined by Marilyn McIntyre and Scranton-based performer Sandy Doria. And you will have a chance to experience this phenomenon tonight and tomorrow night, Friday, October 26th, Saturday, October 27th at 8 p.m., and the rain date is Sunday, October 28th, Forest Hill Cemetery, 1830 Jefferson Avenue in Dunmore. Take along a blanket or a beach chair. For more information online, revtheatercompany.org, R-E-V, theatercompany.org. Some content not suitable for young people under 13. Tickets will be available at the door. That's a graveyard cabaret tonight and tomorrow night at 8 with a rain date on Sunday. Performances again at 8, Forest Hill Cemetery, 1830 Jefferson Avenue in Dunmore, revtheatercompany.org, revtheatercompany.org.